It really is quite remarkable how many sighted people have some sort of personal organiser. It may not necessarily be anything too fully fledged, but a lot of people do have things in their handbags or pockets that allows them to keep track of frequently called telephone numbers, appointments, memos, etc. For some, it's all built into their cell phone these days. But of course, what about the blind community? Certainly if you are braille literate and you have the financial means, whether it be of your own or through some other the program, maybe you will have some sort of braille-based talking personal organizer that does a lot more than this, word processing, etc., etc. But then there are some people who do not have those financial means and who are not braille literate. Many blind people are still, in fact, using the cassette recorder. And it can be a really cumbersome task to wind through those cassettes and find the appropriate telephone number or the appointment or information about medication that you need to take, etc. Well, we're going to be reviewing something that is a talking, voice recognition-based personal organizer. My understanding is that the original versions of this product did have some voice features for the convenience of the sighted, and that it was recognized that these features would have considerable benefits for the blind, and they've built on that to the point that they now have a completely accessible product that will and has already changed the lives of many blind people. So we're looking at the VoiceMate from Parrot. I'd already heard about this. A number of people in New Zealand are using these and absolutely rave about the way that they assist in terms of managing their personal affairs. I also know of telephonists in New Zealand who are using these, and we'll come to applications in that line a little later. Also, those of you who go back to the MBS FM days when we were doing programs like Blindline on MBS FM will remember that one of the early Blindline interviews was with Phil Scoville. And Phil is heavily involved with the Parrot VoiceMate. He's doing a lot of work making sure that the blind community has access to high-quality information about the product. And back in 1999, when we interviewed him, he was really raving about this. And Phil is a Braille user. He has access to Braille display technology, but says that he really gets a lot of value out of his VoiceMate. And I can understand that, because it's very easy to take this absolutely everywhere with you. My VoiceMate, which was provided for review by Main Menu, arrived in a reasonably sized box. But when I got through and found that, yes, it had a very nicely bound Braille manual, and we'll talk about the manual a bit later, some other accessories such as a pair of small earphones, etc. But when I got through all that and found the actual device, well, it certainly didn't disappoint me in terms of its size. It's only 5.4 inches, that's 13.72 centimeters high, according to the manual. It's just 2.7 inches or 6.86 centimeters wide, and amazingly of all, it's 0.6 inches, that's 1.52 centimeters thin. It only weighs under 5.5 ounces, about 5.3 ounces, and that's with the batteries in. It takes four AA batteries. The batteries are in two separate compartments, two batteries per compartment. There is a bit of a knack to getting the battery compartments open, but I imagine that when the unit is with you for a wee while and you've changed the batteries a couple of times, it probably gets a bit easier, both in terms of you becoming more familiar with it and probably the compartments become a bit less stiff as well. There are also excellent instructions in the manual, which Phil Scoville has produced specifically for blind people, that help you with this. There's also a tutorial cassette which comes with the package, also produced by Phil Scoville. I'm very critical of these things as somebody sort of in the field myself. This is a standard two-track cassette. The quality of the recording is excellent. He's using good quality recording equipment and microphones, etc. And the way that the material is presented is friendly, and yet it's still authoritative. So it's a very nice cassette. What I found useful was I quickly put the cassette on and fluttered along with Phil's examples as he used the VoiceMate. And then I read up on the manual. The manual, as I said, is in Braille. I think you normally pay for that. The Parrot people shipped me a copy of it for the purposes of this review, and that was well produced. It's also on the website. And the one comment I would have about the manual on the website is it's good to see that there's a text-only version so that you can download it if you have a Braille Note or a Braille Light or some other device that you want to put the text version of the manual in. There's no problem. The HTML version, though, I hope will at some point have some hyperlinks in there, because at the moment it doesn't, and it will be nice to be able to have hyperlinked table of contents, etc. That takes nothing away from the fact that the manual is very well written, and this particular manual is written specifically with blind people in mind. The VoiceMate can store up to 40 minutes of data in its non-volatile memory. I want to stress the non-volatile, because what that means is that if your batteries run out on you, maybe you just haven't had a chance to replace them, then all of your phone numbers, your appointments, etc., are safe. That said, there's a knack to changing the batteries in such a way that it's less hassle, in the sense that if you only change one compartment at a time, as I said, there are two battery compartments, each containing two AA cells. If you only change one of those compartments at a time, all your clock and calendar settings are kept as well, your time and date. If you take all four batteries out and replace them all at once, then you will lose your clock and calendar settings, but not your important data. So that's just something worth remembering. Now, the unit itself is, as I said, very small. I gave you the dimensions earlier. It has about an inch high visual display at the top of the unit. Underneath that, there's a small rubber button, which is actually the only button on the unit that you can feel when it's in its kind of default or closed state, and I'll explain that a bit more later. Next to the rubber button is something that may well feel like a button, but it's not. It's the microphone, pretty important component of this device. You also have a little indentation, in fact, one on each side of the unit. You can put your thumb or your fingernail or something in that indentation and gently press upwards, and it opens a door. And there are some other keys behind the door that we'll come to shortly. There's also a key at the top left-hand corner of the unit. That's the side switch, and it's with this that you communicate with the VoiceMate. You can talk to it. You can also double click and get some other functions, and we'll show you those later. There's also a small port that will connect the VoiceMate to a PC. I didn't receive the software or the cabling to try this, but my understanding is that you can back up your data onto a PC and restore from the PC. It also has flash ROM technology, so when new software is released that adds new features or fixes any issues, then you can download it from the PC onto the VoiceMate. If one doesn't have the skills to do that, and it's certainly possible that a lot of the target users of this will not have the skills, well, you can ship it back to your vendor, who will upgrade the software in the VoiceMate for you. There's a headphone socket, and I did look at perhaps running a lead from the Parrot VoiceMate to the mixer for this demonstration, but I figured you really want to hear what the speaker sounds like, because that's a pretty important component of a technology like this. In my opinion, the speaker is a little on the tinny side, and when the volume's turned reasonably highly up, it can distort and sound quite horrible. This is a personal organizer, though, and I imagine that if you put this right up to your ear, even in noisy situations, you're probably going to be able to make sense of what's going on. Of course, in particularly noisy situations, the voice recognition may have a tough time anyway, but there are alternative ways of interacting with your information than just talking to it, and we'll go through those. Let's have a look at the front key that I talked about, the little rubber key on the front. That's actually the only button that's always available, except for the side switch, of course. And since most of you will be Windows users, I'll draw a bit of a Windows analogy here. I like to think of this front key as kind of like an Alt-Tab key in Windows, because what you're doing with it is cycling through applications that are supported within the VoiceMate. So I'm now going to press it a few times, and every time I press it, it will cycle through another of the applications. I'm holding the unit up quite close to the microphone.
Phone book.
There's the phone book.
Memo.
Memo.
Appointment.
Appointment.
Clock.
Clock.
Calculator.
Calculator.
Dialing assistant.
Dialing assistant.
Control panel.
And control panel, and then it cycles back to...
phone book.
So, I'm going to add an entry now to the phone book, and we'll show you how that works. I'm going to open the door now. Before I go any further, it's probably useful for me to talk about all of the controls that are now available to us since I've opened this door. Firstly, we have at the top a series of four quite large rubber buttons. The top two, firstly on the top left we have the menu key, the top right is the erase key, and the bottom two are yes and no. The yes key sort of in some ways is a bit like an enter key, but it's not quite that simple. It's almost like a kind of an OK button and a cancel button again, but not entirely the same. But it gives you kind of an idea of what they do. The menu key, it's a bit like tapping the Alt key. Underneath those big keys, we do have the speaker in the middle, by the way, the very tiny speaker. Then we have underneath those big keys the left arrow and the right arrow keys. And then we have a standard telephone keypad, complete with a dot on the 5. So you've got right down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then you have star, 0, and hash. We call it hash. I think it's called the pound key in the United States. So I'm now going to record our first phone book entry. All I have to do to do that is to hold down the side key. That's the one that's always available to us on the side of the unit. I'm going to hold it about probably 2.5 to 3 inches away from my face, talk towards the little microphone, and we'll make up a fictitious entry. So we'll say ACB radio, and I release the button.
ACB radio.
It said, would I like to memorize ACB radio? So I'm going to press the yes key.
Repeat.
ACB radio.
By default, the VoiceMate will ask you to record these sorts of things twice, so that it gets two imprints, if you like, of your voice, because you never say the same thing quite the same way every time. And so this is a way of just ensuring that it really has got a good idea of what it is you're trying to say, so that it can faithfully get the information you want next time. You can only go to one training session if you prefer, but if you're not used to voice recognition, it's probably a good thing to do to leave it on for the short term at least. So I'm going to press the side key down again, hold it down and say ACB radio, and then let go. ACB radio.
ACB radio.
Enter the telephone number and press yes.
It's now saying enter the telephone number and press yes. So I'm going to make one up in a kind of a New Zealand way. So we'll do 06, which is my area code.
06.
And then 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6, 7.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Then I press the yes key.
Enter the fax number. And press yes.
Now you can turn all of these on and off, and we'll come to that shortly. So for example, if you're not interested in entering fax information, and you know you're never going to be interested, then you can just turn off the asking for that detail. But of course you can never be totally sure that you're never going to want a fax number, so the easiest way is to leave it on and just press the yes key.
Enter the home number and press yes.
All right, I'll enter a home number here just as an exercise, so we'll do 06.
06.
And 987.
987.
6543.
6543.
And press yes.
Enter the work number and press yes.
Now you notice that there's a default number, which is the number that it will speak, and then there's a work number. It may be the same thing, so I could enter the work number here, which is the same as the default number.
Enter the cellular phone number and press yes.
I won't enter a cellular phone number at this point, so I'll just press yes to skip it.
Enter the other number and press yes.
And just to be absolutely clear, there's an other number. So there are quite a few fields in which you can or can choose not to enter information.
Press a side key and record the address of
ACB Radio.
It said to press the side key and record the address of ACB Radio. Now, although it says, and the manual talks about recording the address, you can really record anything you want in here. It's kind of like a free-form notes or memo field. So I'll just record this. I'll hold down the side key and talk into it again. Website is www.acbradio.org. Email address support@acbradio.org.
ACB Radio
has been recorded.
Now it says that ACB Radio has been recorded. I'm going to shut the door. And I'm still in the phone book application. But I can cycle around just to be sure, I guess.
Memo, appoint, flash, dial, control, phone book.
It's very snappy. I can quickly hit the button to get around the applications. Now, if I want to recall this number, I can just press the side key and say ACB Radio.
ACB Radio.
0, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So now I can double click the side key and
0, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And I can just silence that by clicking the key again. Those were the touch tones. It dialed 0, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The upshot of all that is that you can have hundreds, literally hundreds, of phone numbers in here. You can bring up a name by just speaking it, and when it's come up, it speaks the phone number and confirms that you've got the right one. And then you can press the side key twice, hold this tiny device, this VoiceMate, up to the telephone mouthpiece, and it will dial it for you using the touch tones. Very handy. Now, I can open the door of the VoiceMate, and it repeats phone book just to tell me I'm in where I think I am. I can arrow through.
ACB Radio.
Home 0, 6, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
So I'm now arrowing through the entry.
The address of
ACB Radio. Website is www.acbradio.org. Email address support@acbradio.org.
And now if I press right arrow again.
ACB Radio.
0, 6, 1.
I just silenced that by tapping the side key. So I've only got one entry in here so far for the purposes of this demonstration. And if I had more, it would move on to the next entry. There are a number of options available to us in the phone book. Let's press the menu key and see what they are.
Modify the phone numbers.
Modify the phone numbers is the first one. If I don't want to do that, I can press the right arrow key and move through the menu.
Re-record the address.
Re-record the address.
Re-record the name.
I can re-record the name. For example, if I start getting names that are quite similar, and it's not doing a good job of recognizing the one I want, I can perhaps make the name stand out in some way from the other entries.
Home number on.
Now here is where we can determine how many fields we're asked to enter information in whenever we add a new entry.
Fax number on.
Now let's say that I don't want the fax number on. I can just tap the yes key.
Fax number off.
And it confirms fax number off. I tap the yes key again.
Fax number on.
It's back on.
Work number on.
I'm just right arrowing through the options.
Cellular phone number on. Other number, on. Address, on. DTMF volume, 8.
This is where I can set the DTMF. DTMF is the touch tone system that's used pretty much everywhere in the world, so I can press the yes key.
Dialing volume off.
Let's just go back here. Oh, I see. It's dialing volume off because I had it right up. So now if I keep tapping the yes key, it's playing a short sequence of tones so I can hear the volume. And every time I press the yes key, it's getting louder. And it's up to 8.
Dialing speed, 7.
Now, actually, the dialing speed's probably a little fast. I don't think most phone systems will have a problem with this dialing speed, but that's the slowest. So just by pressing the yes key, I'm just pressing it quickly. That's probably a reasonable compromise. And now I'm arrowing through.
Modify the phone number.
And we're back to modify the phone numbers. Now I'm going to record another couple of entries in the phone book. And let's see what happens if I record something very similar with the door closed. So there's ACB radio, but there's also ACB. What happens if I just hold the side switch and say ACB?
ACB radio.
0.
All right.
1.
Now it's trying to be helpful.
4, 5, 6, 7.
It's trying to be helpful, and it's come back with ACB radio because I said ACB, which is maybe it's what you want. In this case, it's not. So I'm going to open the door.
Would you like to memorize
ACB?
Would I like to memorize ACB? Yes, I would. I'll press the yes key.
Repeat.
ACB.
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 Enter the telephone number and press yes.
All right, I'll enter a telephone number. I know it's an area code 202 number, but I can't actually remember what it is, so I'll just make one up. We'll just put, I would dial 001-202-555-5555 and press yes.
Enter the fax number and press yes. Enter the home number and press yes. Enter
I'm just pressing yes to accept
and
all
press
these.
Yes. Enter the cellular phone number and press yes. Enter the other number and press the side key and record the address of
ACB.
Now, I don't have to do that, but I'm going to. We'll just have some notes in here and we'll say the website is www.acb.org. President Paul Edwards, Executive Director Charlie Crawford.
ACB.
Has been recorded.
Okay, so how good is it? That's a bit of a tough test because we now have ACB radio and ACB in here. Let's see if we can trip it up. ACB.
ACB.
0.
It's got that.
0, 1, 2, 0, 2, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
I want to see if I just mumble, something here. ACB radio.
ACB.
0.
Okay, so
0, 1,
that's
two,
quite
zero,
reasonable.
2, 5.
I'll just shush that. ACB radio.
ACB.
0, 0, 1.
Okay. ACB radio.
ACB radio.
All right. Yeah. So that's very, very tough for it because you've got ACB exactly the same and then one's got radio and one hasn't. If I'm talking absolutely normally without trying to mumble, ACB radio.
ACB radio.
Yeah. It's picking it up every time. ACB radio.
ACB radio.
Yeah. So that's fine. And you can hear that I'm actually speaking faster than I did when I entered this material. So it's quick, and its voice recognition is actually quite reasonable. I can...
Would you like to memorize
ACB radio?
I just opened the door. No, I don't want to memorize that. I don't want to enter another entry. So I can now arrow through...
ACB radio.
Home, 0, the address of...
ACB radio. Website is WACB.
0, the address of...
ACB. The website is www.
So as you write arrow, you're moving through all of the fields, and there's no real way to expedite that process. For example, when you write arrow, you don't get just the name and the phone number, and then perhaps you could press yes to get into the full entry. You actually have to arrow through all of the entries for a whole record. So what I'm saying is that as I arrow through the ACB radio one, where I entered a home phone number, a default phone number, and an address, I have to arrow through all of those before I come across the next entry. There's no way just to skim through them with the arrow keys. So if you forget the keyword, it can be quite a cumbersome process to arrow through the options. What I would like to see happen is some system where you could just arrow through and hear the name and the phone number, hit the yes key, and get into the full entry. Similarly, erasing material from the phone book is a hassle because you have to erase every field. You can't erase an entire record. So let's do that. For example, what are we on?
The address of
ACB radio.
Okay, I'm on the ACB radio field, and I'm going to press the erase key, that's the top right key.
To delete the address of
ACB radio.
Press yes, the address
okay.
of
ACB Radio
has been deleted.
Now,
the address of
ACB Radio.
06.
Okay, so here's ACB Radio again. I hit erase.
To delete
ACB Radio
telephone number, press yes.
So press yes.
ACB Radio
has been deleted.
ACB.
0.
ACB Radio.
Home.
Okay, so there's the home field. I have to press erase.
To delete
ACB Radio.
Home number.
ACB Radio.
Home has been deleted.
So I had to manually delete every field that I'd entered without being able to delete the record. I hope they will address that, because it does make managing your phone book a bit of a hassle. But that's taking nothing away from the fact that as long as you can remember your keywords, it's a very slick means of quickly getting access to your phone numbers. Managing your entries in terms of changing data, let's just have a quick look at that. I'll press the menu key.
Modify the phone numbers.
So we'll press the yes key to do that.
Enter the telephone number and press yes. 0.
Now it said 0. That's the first entry of my phone number. I can just use my arrow keys to move through it.
0, 1, 2, 0, 2, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
And that puts me at the end of the phone number.
5, 5, 5, 5.
I can use my left arrow keys.
0, 2, 1, 0, 0.
To go back. You can hit the erase key and erase the character under the cursor, etc. I'm just going to press, I presume if I hit the no key, I'll get out of here.
Enter the fax number.
Yeah, there we go.
And press yes.
Okay, well, now it hasn't said anything there because I didn't enter a fax number in the first place. I'm just going to close the door, and hopefully that will happy to get me out of there. So it is easy. You've got little editing functions, which do speak, to modify the phone numbers, so they have done a nice job of that. The only hassly bit is actually erasing an entire entry. So that's the telephone book. It's, as I say, so easy to have hundreds of telephone numbers in here. And I do know, for instance, that there are people who are telephonists using this in large organizations where there might be a large number of extensions. And it's actually really efficient when someone rings up and asks for Mr. Smith, and they pick this thing up and say Mr. Smith, and it immediately spits out the extension to them. It's very, very good. So that's a very quick look at the phone book. And obviously, I should emphasize that what I'm doing here is not necessarily teaching you how to use it. I'm giving you a quick demonstration of its features. So if you're interested in a more tutorial-type how-to thing, I understand you can actually get a free copy of Phil Scoville's tape relating to the VoiceMate. So let's cycle through these applications.
Phone book.
We've had a look at the phone book.
Memo.
All right, just by being on memo, and I've still got the door closed, I'm going to record two or three memos, two of them quite short and one of them of a reasonable length. This is the first memo, and I'm testing.
Your memo has been recorded.
All I did was hold down that side switch while I spoke. It's ready for the next one. It was instantly ready for the next one as soon as I let up on the key. This is a second memo that I'm recording on the VoiceMate. Now, I'm going to record a third one that's of a slightly longer duration. This is Jonathan Mosen demonstrating the Parrot VoiceMate Personal Organizer based on voice recognition technology on Main Menu. ACB Radio is hosting Main Menu every week at this time.
Your memo has been recorded.
I have three memos in this system now. And to get to them, I'm going to open the door. I wonder if it's a green door. Probably not. Now, I can hear the last memo that I recorded, by the way, simply by double-clicking the side switch.
Last memo recorded at 2:26 p.m. Wednesday, March 28, 2001.
This is Jonathan Mosen demonstrating the Parrot VoiceMate Personal Organizer based on voice recognition technology on Main Menu. ACB Radio is hosting Main Menu every week at this time.
I can arrow through the options here, and really those options are just the memos I've recorded.
Memo number 1, recorded at 2:26 p.m., Wednesday, March 28, 2001.
This is the first memo, and I'm testing.
Memo number to record.
Just press the right arrow key again. And I can also move the opposite way by pressing the left arrow key.
2001.
This is a second memo that I'm recording on the VoiceMate.
There you go. Now let's go back to this third memo. Because what's incredible about this is that it does have quite amazingly effective digital editing features in here.
Last memo recorded at 2:26 p.m. Wednesday, March 28, 2001.
This is Jonathan.
Right, I've just pressed the zero key. The zero key is the stop key. Star and hash will rewind and fast forward. So I'm a little bit through the file, so I can press rewind. Let's rewind me back to the beginning.
This is Jonathan Mosen.
Here we go. Now I can press the hash key and it will fast forward me through the file. Yeah, I think he sounds better at that speed. So that's the kind of scrubbing features, I guess, that it has. Scrubbing is the old term that we used to use in the reel-to-reel type days, and they have implemented that using this digital technology. Of course, it goes without saying there is no tape in this machine. It's completely digital. There's no hard disk or anything of that kind. It's all done on memory. What I'm going to show you now is how to insert a little bit of text into this memo. So I'm going to play at up until the point that I want to do the insertion.
This is Jonathan Mosen demonstrating the Parrot VoiceMate Personal Organizer based on voice recognition technology on main menu.
There's a nice clean gap. I've pressed the zero key to stop. Now I'm going to press the seven key.
Replace.
This is a bit like being in insert versus overtype mode in a word processor. If I start recording now, it will, like a regular tape recorder, record over my memo. But I'm going to press the 7 key a second time.
Insert.
Now we're in insert mode, just like inserting text in a word processor, and I'm going to hold down the side key and record something. Main menu is the technology show on ACB Radio Mainstream. Now we will rewind and press the zero key to play.
This is Jonathan Mosen demonstrating the Parrot VoiceMate Personal Organizer based on voice recognition technology on main menu. Main menu is the technology show on ACB Radio Mainstream. ACB Radio is hosting main menu every week at this time.
Man, that is slick. that was a really nice piece of editing. Now, we can delete that. Let's delete it. I'll press the zero key again.
This is Jonathan Mosen demonstrating the Parrot VoiceMate Personal Organizer based on voice recognition technology on main menu.
Now, press the zero key. Now I'm going to press 8, which is the key that governs deletions.
Main menu is the technology show on ACB Radio Mainstream.
I'll press 8 again, and it's gone. And to prove it, we'll wind back and play it again, Sam.
This is Jonathan Mosen demonstrating the Parrot VoiceMate Personal Organizer based on voice recognition technology on main menu. ACB Radio is hosting main menu every week at this time.
Yeah, now that was slightly sloppy editing on my part because I didn't make the deletion soon enough, but that's not the VoiceMate's fault. And we can undo that. There is an undo function. I think it only remembers the last thing that we did, but if I press the 9 key, it confirms that that's done, and I press the 0 key.
Main menu is the technology show on ACB.
And it put me right back where I was, actually, but we'll just wind it back to the beginning and confirm that it's in the right place. Here we go.
This is Jonathan Mosen demonstrating the Parrot VoiceMate Personal Organizer based on voice recognition technology on main menu. Main menu is the technology show on ACB Radio Mainstream. ACB Radio is hosting main menu every week at this time.
So, memos do not have any kind of appointment function or time-sensitive function. They are places where you can store bits of information. And the digital editing capabilities of all of this make it ideal for recording and modifying things that may change on a weekly basis or regular basis. I guess an example of this might be, this thing's so small, you can take it with you to the supermarket and have a shopping list recorded on it. You can start off with a basic shopping list, and then every week before you go to the supermarket, you can listen to the shopping list, and you can easily, very easily, insert or delete items from that basic shopping list as the need requires. And, if you use this often enough, and it's so intuitive that it doesn't take long, you'll be easily manipulating bits of digital sound all over the place for things like shopping lists or things that could change, things that you may need to buy some weeks and not buy other weeks. There are some configuration options, as there are in most of these applications, and to get to them, we can press the menu key.
Edit type, long.
Edit type long. I've never really gone much for... I don't see why in this instance I would want to hear the date and time that some of these things were recorded. So if I turn edit type to...
Normal recording.
Hang on a second.
Edit type long.
There we go. Now I'm going to press the yes key.
Edit type short.
And it's gone to edit type short.
Normal recording.
Normal recording is where you have to hold down the side key and record. And as soon as you take your finger off, the memo's over. It may be that you want to keep your finger off the side key for some sort of hands-free recording, and by turning it on to
continuous recording, normal recording,
you just press the key, and you can let your finger off the key then, and you're able to keep recording until you press the key again. Now, I think that if you want to have this on for a specific memo, that's absolutely reasonable. But I wouldn't personally want to leave it on because it's such a small unit and you're probably going to carry it around in your pocket. You may accidentally find that it's gone onto the memo mode and recorded a nice long memo of you walking through the shopping mall or something.
Delete all memos.
Delete all memos. I'm going to do that in just a second.
Edit type, short.
Okay, so that's all there is. I'm going to left arrow now.
Delete all memos.
Delete all memos. I press the yes key.
To delete your memo, press yes.
Now, although it says to delete your memo, singular, it's in the delete all memos field, so it is going to delete them all. I'm going to press yes.
Memory cleaning, please wait. End of memory cleaning. Please press a key to continue.
Now, I've pressed a key. You can use your arrow keys to go to the memo that you want to erase and then press the erase key. So you don't have to delete them all. It's not an all or nothing situation. You can, as I say, delete each memo as the need arises. So they've done a very good job with erasing the memos with that all function. I did get somewhat scared when reading the manual that Phil says if you press any keys while the memory cleaning process is in operation, then you may have all sorts of fun and games. I'm not brave enough to try it. I trust what he says. All right. That's the memo function. I'll close the door again, and now let's continue through this tour of the VoiceMate.
Appointment.
It's going on to appointment now. I don't think I've ever seen a more comprehensive, well-thought-out appointment system outside of Microsoft Outlook. I have not seen any of the Braille-based personal organizer things, which cost thousands and thousands of dollars, that do as good a job as this in terms of their comprehensive support for all kinds of appointments. I'm going now to make an appointment, and I've got a couple of appointments in here, so let's record one for Friday. Yeah, let's just record a keyword for this appointment, and we'll call it flying home.
Dentist appointment.
All right, that was something I did from the manual. So there was a practice appointment that Phil got us to do, and it said dentist appointment. Well, that's not correct, but now I'll open the door when I get my There
would
we go.
Would you like to record an appointment with...
Flying home.
Yes, I would. So I'm going to press the yes key.
Repeat.
Flying home.
Flying home.
Enter the date of the appointment and press yes. Wednesday, March 28th, 2001.
Now, there's some interesting stuff about this. It says Wednesday, March the 28th, 2001. Which is probably going to sound absolutely fine to an American audience, but of course in the rest of the world, I'm not sure what Canada does, but certainly in the rest of the world outside of there, we say Wednesday the 28th of March, not March the 28th. Now, you can configure the VoiceMate to accept input in the what they call the international date format. And indeed, I understand visually on the display it's showing international date format, but you can't make the synthesizer speak anything other than the American date format, which is a bit of a shame. Anyway, I shall now enter the date format and we'll put
3003201.
You do have to put all four digits of the year. I press yes.
You have some appointments at 9 a.m. Enter the time of the appointment and press yes.
That's really cool. It tells me that I have an appointment there at 9 a.m. on the 30th of March, which is right, because I'm flying home from the appointment. So I'm going to put the time at 2:45.
0245.
And then I press 0 again.
A.M. P.M.
There we go. And I can toggle between A.M. and P.M. and press yes.
Would you like a reminder?
I'm going to talk about reminders in just a moment. No, I don't want a reminder. So I'm going to press no.
Would you like a notification beep?
Yes.
Press the side key and record the appointment.
All right, I'm going to press the side key and record the appointment. Air New Zealand NZ8673 from Auckland to Whanganui arrives at 3:45.
Your appointment has been recorded.
Okay, so now I can shut the door. How does this work? Well, what we've done so far is we're in the appointment mode already. If I want to find out when I'm flying home, and of course, assuming I remember the keyword, then all I need to do is say, flying home.
Flying home.
And it confirmed it. I'm going to open the door.
Would you like to record an appointment with...
Flying home.
No. And I'll press the yes key now.
Flying home.
Appointment at 2:45 p.m. Friday, March 30th, 2001.
In New Zealand, NZ8673 from Auckland to Whanganui arrives at 3:45.
There we go. Now, there are a number of ways that I can search through the appointments. And to find out about those, I can press the menu key.
Daily planning.
And it says daily planning. That's really nice. I can just press the yes key to get into daily planning.
Wednesday, March 28th, 2001. No appointment.
So there's nothing here, but I've got a couple of test appointments that I dutifully followed Phil with in the manual. That'll be on the next day.
Thursday, March 29th, 2001. Two appointments.
Now, it says that there are two appointments, and if I want to find out what those appointments are, I need to press the yes key, and that will allow me to go into that day and arrow through the appointments. But I'm just going to press the right arrow key again.
Friday, March 30th, 2001, two appointments.
So I press the yes key.
Groups.
Appointment at 9 a.m. Friday, March 30th, 2001.
Governance Reform Implementation Team, appointment of Project Manager, Athena House, 7 o'clock, plane to Whanganui.
All right, and now I can right arrow to the next one that we've just added.
Flying home.
Appointment at 2:45 p.m., Friday, March 30th, 2001.
In New Zealand, NZ8673 from
the appointment.
Whanganui arrives at 3:45.
So that's how the appointment system works when you're going through the daily planning option. Let's go back into the menu.
Daily planning. Planning.
Planning. Planning. this is where we can search on a specific date. So let me just press the yes key.
Enter the date and press yes. Wednesday, March 28th, 2001.
So I will press, in this instance, remembering that I'm entering it in international format, 2-4.
2-4.
04 04 2001 2001, and prayers, yes.
No appointment.
So that's an easy way to say, well, what appointment? Somebody says, what are you doing on the 24th of April? What am I doing? I ask this thing in the planning section. I punch in the date. It says no appointments. Groovy. Now I'm going to press the menu key again.
Daily planning. Planning. Modify the appointment date.
See, you can modify the appointment date. This is an easy way to reschedule the appointment if for some reason somebody said, look, I can't make that meeting. Can we make another time?
Re-record the appointment text.
The appointment text is the stuff, for example, when I was talking about the flight number and what time it gets in, that's what the appointment text is.
Re-record the appointment keyword.
The appointment keyword in this case is flying home.
Modify the appointment reminder.
And the reminder, we haven't played with those yet, but we will.
Modify the appointment beep.
And this is the beep. This will allow you to say, yes, I want a beep when this appointment comes up or not. And if you change your mind about whether you do or not, this is where you can tell the voice mate about that.
Appointment with keyword.
Appointment with keyword. And so if we press the yes key.
Simple appointment.
Simple appointment. It basically disables the keyword feature.
Appointment with keyword. Automatic delete off.
Automatic delete off. This is a good way of saving data storage, because as I mentioned, you can get 40 minutes of audio on here. And unless you have a particular reason to keep your appointments, because, you know, somebody might say, where were you on the 30th of March? And you can consult your voicemate and say, I was in Auckland, Your Honor. I couldn't have done it. Well, then you might want to leave it on. Most of us will want to leave it off, I think, because it will clear out material from the organizer that's no longer needed. So we can toggle that to various options.
Automatic delete after 1 day.
So after a day, when the appointment is no longer relevant, it'll automatically purge the appointment.
Automatic delete after 7 days.
After a week.
Automatic delete after 14 days. Automatic delete off.
And automatic delete off. So I'm going to actually turn it on to automatic delete after a day.
Automatic delete after 1 day.
And press the right arrow key.
Daily planning.
And we're back to daily planning. So now let's add an appointment with a reminder. So I'll close the door. And this is make sure that we're...
Appointment.
We're still on appointment. And I'm going to demonstrate an area where the reminder feature might be useful. So let's talk to it and say, happy birthday, Jonathan.
Doctor's appointment.
Ah. Okay, so we'll open the thing. It thought I said doctor's appointment.
Would you like to record an appointment with
happy birthday, Jonathan?
Yes, I would. So I'll press yes.
Repeat.
Happy birthday, Jonathan.
Repeat.
Oh, I bumped the button. That's all right. Happy birthday, Jonathan.
Enter the date of the appointment and press yes. Wednesday, March 28th, 2001.
Okay, well, no, that is not my birthday. My birthday actually happens to be
24-04-04-2001,
April the 24th.
No appointment. Enter the time of the appointment and press yes.
Okay, we'll go for 12 o'clock.
1:00 a.m. Would you like a reminder?
Yes. Now, reminders are an interesting concept in the voicemate. They're not really reminders as I know them to be in most appointment programs. When most appointment scheduler type programs talk about a reminder, they tend to mean, at least in my experience, that say 5 or 10 minutes before the appointment you're going to get a warning that your appointment is due. Now that's not what this means. What we're dealing with here really is recurring or repeating appointments. So yes, I want a reminder.
Choose the reminder period unit.
And so we'll go through the options here.
Weeks, days.
Okay, we've got days,
weeks, months, years, minutes, hours, days.
Okay, so we're going to go through to years.
Weeks, months, years.
And press yes.
Enter the reminder period length.
So I'm going to press 1. In other words, every year on the 24th of April at midnight, it's going to say happy birthday, Jonathan.
1 Would you like a notification beep?
Yes.
Press the side key and record the appointment.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday there, Jonathan. Happy birthday to you. Yeah.
Your appointment has been recorded.
Okay. So now we can arrow through these appointments. Oh, well, in fact, let's try that planning feature I showed you earlier, now that we have something on that date. We'll press the menu key.
Daily planning. Planning.
And press yes.
Enter the date and press yes. Wednesday, March 28th, 2001.
Now that's a good feature because it's always defaulting to the current date, and I happen to be recording this program on the 28th of March.
2402001.
And press yes.
No appointment.
Well, now that is peculiar. I'm going to arrow through here and find out why it's doing that. So let's just, if I right arrow, I should get into next year, I presume.
Happy birthday, Jonathan.
Appointment at 12 a.m. Thursday, April
24th, 2003. Happy birthday, flying home. Happy birthday, Jonathan.
Appointment
I'm just
at
left arrowing.
12 a.m. Tuesday, April 24th, 2001.
Well,
happy birthday to
yes,
you.
Yes, all right, go away. It is there, but when I bring up the daily planning, it says there are no appointments. I wonder if that's something to do with it being at 12 a.m. So just to be sure about that, we'll modify the time for this appointment. We'll go into the menu.
Daily planning. Planning. Modify the appointment date. Re-record the appointment text.
I think the appointment date is where it is, actually.
Modify the appointment date.
So we'll press yes.
Enter the date of the appointment and press yes. Tuesday, April 24th, 2001.
So it's definitely there.
No appointment. Enter the time of the appointment and press yes.
It said no appointment. Okay, I'm going to press, or say 6 o'clock in the morning. That's civilized, isn't it?
0600 p.m.
and press yes.
Your appointment has been recorded.
All right. Now I'm going to search for it and see if it finds it now.
Daily planning. Planning.
Sorry.
Daily planning.
We'll press the yes key.
Enter the date and press
and
yes.
2404 2001.
You have some appointments at
there we go.
6 a.m.
And so now I can press the yes key.
Happy birthday, Jonathan.
Appointment at 6 a.m. Tuesday, April 24th, 2001.
Happy birthday,
Jonathan. Yeah. So the midnight thing obviously got it a bit upset, but other than that, it does work well. And now the appointments also are already in place for future years. For example, if I go into the planning feature.
Daily planning. Planning.
And press yes.
Enter the date.
I'll do 2403.
You have some appointments at 6 a.m.
Alright, and so there it is. We know what it's going to say. So it's already got my birthday sorted out for 2003. How very organized of it. Now, we'll demonstrate to you what actually happens when an appointment comes up and how this reminder feature works by setting an appointment to go off every minute. I'm just looking at the time as I record this, and in fact, we'll find out on the organizer here.
To change the time, calculate the control phone memo appointment to change the time
yeah.
to 56 p.m.
All right, it's 2:56. So,
control phone memo appointment.
Let's go and make an appointment for today at 2:58. I think I need to close the door. I'm going to say the minutes are ticking by.
Dentist appointment.
Would
open
you
the door.
Record an appointment with
the minutes are ticking by.
Yes.
Repeat.
The minutes are ticking by.
The minutes are ticking by.
Enter the date.
I press yes.
No appointment. Enter the time of the appointment.
We'll just say zero. Oops. Why is it doing that to me? Because I'm pushing the wrong key. 02:58 p.m.
Would you like a reminder?
Yes.
Choose the reminder week, month, year, minute.
Minutes.
Enter the reminder period length.
1.
1. Would you like a notification?
Yes.
Press the side key and record the appointment.
Time never stops.
Your appointment has been recorded.
All right, now I'll just shut the door and just check the time.
Clock calculator.
Oh, that's right, by the clock.
Mem appoint clock. 2:57 p.m.
All right, so...
March 28th, 2001.
We're just going to wait. I will pause things, and this appointment should start to have its effect very shortly. It's beeping at me like that. And so I'll just press the... All right, it's now stopped. I'll press the side key here.
The minutes are ticking by.
Appointment at 2:58 p.m. Wednesday, March 28th, 2001.
Time never stops.
And so it's if I give it a moment, you'll see that because it's got a reminder, which I like to think of as a recurring appointment, it is going to repeat that ad nauseum until I get rid of it, which I will do very shortly, I can assure you, because I don't want to be reminded about the minutes ticking by so frequently. But we'll just let it come around one more time. So as you can see, a lot of thought has gone into making this a very comprehensive appointment manager. Recurring appointments, there we go. I'll just double click on the...
The minutes are ticking by.
Etc. Let me just erase that appointment. We'll get in here and press the erase key.
To delete your appointment, press yes. Your appointment has been deleted.
Thank goodness for that. It's pretty comprehensive. Searchable. Easily configurable. So that is the appointments. Now the next thing in the menu is the
clock.
Now simply by being on the clock, I can double press the side switch and it will give me the time and date.
2:59 p.m. Wednesday, March 28th, 2001.
Now I'm going to open the door and we will hear it burst into life with a little menu.
To change the time, press 1. To change the alarm, press 2. To turn the alarm on, press 3.
Well, let's just show you how easy it is to set the time. I'll press 1.
Enter the date and press yes.
So I can just leave the date as it is, but just for this exercise, I will enter the date, which is
2-8-0-3-0-3-2-0-0-1
and press yes.
Enter the time and press yes.
Well, we'll put by the time I've done this, it'll be about 3 o'clock.
0:00 a.m. p.m.
And just check that it was on p.m. and press yes, and it beeps to confirm that it's done it. There are some options in the menu here.
A.m. p.m. hour format.
And if I press the yes key.
24-hour format.
All right.
A.M. 24 hour,
and we'll go to A.M. and P.M. We'll right arrow
format.
Through this.
International date format.
Yay! International date format. Or we can also turn it back to...
U.S. date format. Internet alarm volume 7.
The alarm volume. You've got various alarm volumes there, and we'll show you the alarm shortly.
A.M. P.M.
And that's all there
hour
is there.
Format.
So it's fairly simple. Let's just shut the door and open it again, because then we can set the alarm.
To change the time, press 1. To change the alarm, press 2. To turn the alarm on, press 3.
Now if I set the alarm to a new time, it will turn it on anyway.
Enter the alarm time and press yes. 03:02 a.m.
All right, how are we doing?
3:01 p.m. Alarm time, 3:02 p.m. Wednesday, March 28th, 2001.
You'll notice that it's, now that the alarm's on and set, it said 3:01 p.m. which is the time, and then it said alarm time, 3:02 p.m. That will keep happening until you turn the alarm off. Once you've set the alarm and you've turned it on, even if you stop the alarm by snoozing it or cancelling it for today, it will come back. It's just like a regular alarm clock. And I love the alarm on this thing. Here we go, look at that. Imagine being woken up every morning with Ode to Joy like that. Now, I'm going to stop it, much as I could listen to that forever. And now that because I have stopped it with the side switch, it's not going to bother me. Had I left it going, and I would be very tempted to leave it going. Such a great tune, isn't it? Ah, lovely tune. Had I left it going, it would have come back in another 5 minutes, and then another 5 minutes again, and I think a further 5 minutes, and then it would give up. So that's the alarm. I will actually go and turn it off now.
To change the time,
I'll just press 3.
Alarm off.
Alarm off. There we go. Let's continue to cycle through the applications. That's the clock. So we'll continue.
Calculator.
The calculator. Nothing fancy, but you can add things up, you can multiply, you can divide, it's got a memory, and it will do currency conversion for you from various currencies to the euro and other things like that. So we'll open it up and just give you a brief demonstration. Some keys have different functions. For example, what was the star key becomes the decimal point, the hash key becomes the equals key, menu key toggles through a whole lot of options, defaulting to percent. Left and right arrow, multiplication and division, and yes and no, plus and minus. So we can do, for example,
2, 3, 6, plus 1, 3, 6,
and then press hash.
Equal 8,496.
I must have done an extra digit somewhere there. But anyway, that's the calculator in brief. The memory functions are there. You can set the number of decimal places. It defaults to 2 decimal places by default, but it does seem to go a lot further. Let's just check that. We'll press the menu key.
Percent.
There we go. That's the percent, and we're now right arrowing through the options.
Memory set. Memory recall. French franc.
Now, you can go through the currencies. This is for the currency conversion.
German mark. Irish pound. Italian lira. Luxembourg franc, Portuguese escudo.
Well, is that what the currency is?
Spanish peseta. Enter the new currency exchange value and press yes.
So you can enter your own exchange value.
Austrian shilling, Belgian franc, Dutch guilder, Finnish marka, French franc.
Neat.
Convert from currency to euro. Convert from euro to currency. 2 digits after comma.
Okay, so now let's see how far we can go.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 2.
Okay, you can go up to 8 digits.
Percent.
And then back to percent. So you can go up to 8 decimal places, which should be enough for most functions. The percentage function works pretty well, and obviously it does straight division, multiplication, etc. So it's not a scientific calculator, but it's handy to have on a small personal organizer like this. Let's continue. And I'll shut the door again because we're now going...
Dialing assistant.
To the dialing assistant. This is a fairly straightforward application. We'll open the door.
To change the prefix, press 1. For the international dialing mode, press 2.
So, in this instance, in
to
my...
Change the prefix,
yes.
Press 1. In for the international dialing mode...
In my office... I have a PBX system, and I have to dial 1 every time I want to get a line out. So I'm going to press 1.
Enter the prefix and press yes.
So I'm going to just press 1 here, so that it will put 1. A 1 before all my phone numbers. There we go, done that. It's done that.
To change the prefix, press 1. For the international dialing mode, press 2. Enter the country code and press yes.
So this is where, if you're calling from overseas... You can
enter the country code.
No, I'll just get out of here. You can set this up so that it will dial appropriate numbers for you. So that's what the dialing assistant does.
Control panel.
And here we are at the control panel. This is where you can configure a range of options for the voice mate. And let's have a look at what there is. We'll open it up and press the menu key.
Volume. 7.
This is where we set the speaker volume. The higher the volume, the more battery drain you're going to get, and there is some distortion at high volumes as well.
Normal help.
You can set the degree of help that you're given. You can turn it on to...
Discrete help.
Discrete help. And I haven't tried it on discrete help, but I understand the prompts, you know, can sometimes be quite cryptic, or even not there in certain circumstances. So Blind users are recommended to keep it on normal health. And I'm happy to accept that recommendation.
Accessibility mode on.
Well, if you turn accessibility mode off, you're not going to get all this prompting. You're just going to get information presented on the visual display. I guess if you're sharing the organizer with someone who is sighted, you might want to turn accessibility mode off. But I'm not quite sure how you would share this sort of thing with someone, because obviously if they enter numbers and appointments and you try to retrieve them in your voice, then the poor voicemate's going to have a hard job, and I don't think it's going to work.
Sound for?
Now, there are different sounds that you can have for confirmation messages.
No sound.
No sound is one option. There's one little beeping sound. There's another sort of water type sound. And the click, and that's the one I like. I like that voice. So you can choose which one you prefer.
Shut down after 30 seconds.
The voicemate doesn't have an on and off switch, so this is determining how much time of inactivity does it take before the voicemate is going to shut down, and currently it's set to 30 seconds. We have a range of options here.
Shut down after 40 seconds. Shut down after 60 seconds. Shut down after 20 seconds. Shut down after 30 seconds.
And we're back to 30 seconds.
PIN code mode off.
PIN code mode. This is where you can assign a PIN, and we'll show you how this works. I'm going to press the yes key.
Enter the new code and press yes.
So I'm going to type my code in, 4 digits, and press yes. It doesn't echo it back.
PIN code mode on.
Now the PIN code mode is on, and I'm going to, for this demonstration, let it go to sleep. So I've closed the door, and we'll just talk amongst ourselves for a wee while until the voicemate goes to sleep. The purpose of this PIN code mode is that clearly you could have a lot of sensitive information in here. Key appointments, contacts, and memos of a personal nature. And you don't want a situation where somebody could just pick this thing up. I mean, it is so light and tiny that something inadvertently could happen to it, could fall out of your pocket or something dreadful like that. You don't want to have everyone accessing your personal information. So you can set yourself a PIN code. You can easily turn this mode on and off, so that if you're in an environment where you're absolutely safe, such as at home, you can turn it off so that you're not bothered by the PIN code mode, but that you can quickly turn it back on again when you are out and about and there is a danger of the material being lost. So, if I open the door,
enter your PIN code and press yes.
Now it says, enter your PIN code and press yes. So I'm going to hopefully remember what I put in here and press yes. And now we're ready to go. So we'll go back to the control panel.
Memo, appointment, to change calculator, to change control panel.
And we'll just turn PIN code mode off for the moment. So we'll press the menu
volume,
key.
Volume, no, except shut PIN code mode. On. PIN code mode off. To training session.
This is what I talked about earlier. It's currently 2 training sessions. That means that when you're entering keywords for phone numbers and appointments, it's going to ask you to enter that information twice. If you feel confident enough that you can get it right the first time and always repeat back the keyword in the same way you spoke it, then you can turn it to 1 and save yourself some time.
Keyboard lock off.
Keyboard lock's a good thing because you could easily, as I said, carry this in your pocket, and while most of the buttons are shielded because it's got this door, there is the button on the front, and you could be happily jiggling this around in your pocket, and it could be constantly wearing down its battery by rotating between the different applications. So by turning keyboard lock on, that's not going to happen. It won't wear the battery down in that way, and all you need to do to make the parrot's voicemate spring into life again is open the door.
Send data.
This is where you can send data from your voicemate to your PC using the provided accessories, if you have them, of course.
Receive data.
And that's the opposite way.
Volume 7.
And now we're back around to volume 7. And that is a look at the applications, the functionality of the Parrot voicemate. And I can make some concluding comments and say that I am very, very impressed by this. There are a few things that could be improved upon, but I mean, who has ever found the perfect piece of hardware or software where you couldn't think of something that you would like to see done differently? The thing about this is that it is a friendly device. Its user interface is intuitive and simple, and it has to be because of the target market. The majority of blind people are elderly, and although there is an increasing awareness among the elder population generally of computers and the internet, still there are many who feel that they don't want to come on board the technology revolution, which is of course their choice. But they do want to be able to have a way of keeping track of personal information. And this is, in my view, simple enough for many people to make really good use of this. It could be life-changing for them in terms of lessening their dependency on outmoded technology or other people. I'm also impressed by the degree to which there is good quality literature for this device. Phil Scovel should be highly commended for the quality of the tutorial cassette and the website, which I will give you shortly, and they also have an email list. I would give this a 9 out of 10. I would have given it a 10 out of 10, except that I think the erasing of phone book entries is unduly cumbersome. Apart from that, it's a tremendous unit for what it does. Now, if you wish to find out more information about the VoiceMate, I understand it sells for around about $250 US. And you can get lots of information, including instructions on how to subscribe to the email list of blind VoiceMate users. Then you can visit the website at www.voice-assistant.com. That's www.voice-assistant.com.